This is your Words of Hope for September 16, 2020. In today's devotional, we start a new series of devotionals on the relationship between Abraham and God in the Old Testament. And we realize that God's work in the world is often to show how life works best for our own flourishing. The title of today's devotional is A Peculiar Family and was written by Michael Wilcock. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of Genesis. We're going to read chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. Now, these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran fathered Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his kindred, in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abraham and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren. She had no children. Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. What an uninspiring introduction to one of the Bible's grandest stories. You might also find some of it rather curious. Terah's three sons, for instance. Why is Abraham spelled Abram? Isn't Haran the name of a town? And as for Nahor, did he actually marry his own niece? Yes, he did. Odder still, we learn later that Abraham's wife was his own half-sister. Isn't that illegal or immoral or both? Did they live in a very crude, uncivilized society? Not really. Their technology may have been primitive, but in fact, Abraham appears on the stage of history more than halfway along the timeline of human civilization. Abraham's culture and way of life was very different from ours. God planned all along to reveal what he's like and what his principles are for the way of life he designed for the human race, but he was going to do it gradually. God's blueprint for marriage was just one example of all the things people had been misunderstanding ever since the days of Adam and Eve. Abraham didn't get that quite right, but it would eventually become clear. The question for Abraham was, would he act on something else God was going to make clear to him there and then? When you pray today, ask God to show you what he wants you to do with your life. My prayer for you is that you will trust God with those things that remain a mystery. Today's devotional was written by Michael Wilcock. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@woh.org. And please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.